Well, in this week's tech support, we're taking a closer look at Google's Pixel 5a, the mid-range smartphone here, once rumored to be canceled, but now coming out only in the U.S. and Japan. And Yahoo Finance tech editor Dan Howley is taking a closer look to walk us through how it might fare against the other phones in the market. Dan?
That's right, Zach. I have the Pixel 5a with me right now. And the reason why this phone is such a big deal is because it's a $449 smartphone. That's right, $449. I know last week I talked about an $1,800 folding phone, but this is a $449 flat screen phone with 5G technology, right? So this is going to connect you to the latest networks and provide you with 5G speeds. And it does that at basically a entry-level price. This is something that you're not going to be able to get on very many other smartphones. And Google does a great job of packaging some excellent technology into this. It is now waterproof. That was kind of a sticking point for some of the cheaper Pixel phones for a while. It doesn't have wireless charging. It's not going to have all those bells and whistles. It does have two cameras on the rear, a wide angle and an ultra wide angle. It does have a zoom capability. And one of the big things about these phones, these Pixel phones, is that Google does an excellent, excellent job at low light photography. And that's something that was really kind of coming around with the last generation iPhone and the current generation iPhone. And it's something that, you know, frankly, doesn't show up on lower or mid-range phones. And so the ability for them to do that with software technology and their night sight camera is really impressive. And so you're going to get excellent low light shots in this. Performance is wonderful. I mean, you can see I can just swipe up and down. And you can see how quickly this responds. You're also going to get, as I said, the water resistance. And in terms of power, you're going to get 6 gigabytes of RAM, 128 gigabytes of storage. Obviously, this beautiful screen, 6.34 inches, kind of weird, but it's an OLED screen, again, something you would get on a more expensive phone normally. And I just want to point out that it has a Snapdragon 756G processor. So it's not the latest and greatest Snapdragon processor that you would find, the 888. That's something that you would find in those Samsung phones that I had shown off last week, the Z Flip. But again, wonderful, fantastic smartphone here. And I think if you're really in the market for an Android device and you just want something that's going to get everything done for you without throwing extra software on top, this is really, I think, the smartphone to go with. And frankly, you know, if I didn't already have an iPhone and, you know, obsessed with my Apple Watch and everything along those lines, this is probably the smartphone I would pick up for myself just because of the price and the capabilities.